The question for today is, does Hebrews 6 verse 46 teach that a Christian who falls away is lost forever? Hebrews 6 verse 46 states, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame." The terms used in this passage show that the writer is not speaking of the occasional slip due to momentary weakness or the temporary emergence of an old habit. To crucify again Jesus Christ and put him to an open shame involves a deliberate and quite radical departure from the Christian faith. Yes, the passage does teach that repentance is impossible for a certain class of people, but these two terms, repentance and impossible, provide the key to understanding how the unpardonable sin differs from other sins. If an individual, after coming to true conversion and experiencing the joy of salvation, falls into temptation and commits sin, but then comes to his senses and repents of his wrongdoing, he has not committed the unpardonable sin, for he has demonstrated in his own life that for him repentance was not impossible. If you think you have committed the unpardonable sin, are worried about it, and have prayed for God's mercy, you need not fear that the door of salvation has been slammed shut for you. The very fact that you are concerned about it and have sought God's mercy demonstrates a repentant attitude and therefore shows that you never fell away to the point that repentance was impossible.